We began the sugya on Daf Hey Amud Beis, and that's the sugya of what's called Amud Meruba Al Haparts. So let's just review what we know. We're talking about a case called Alechi Abolet Midofya. And we said that if this lechi is 4 amos long, then it's puzzle. It looks like something that's structural. It's part of the mavui, and it's not a lechi. It wasn't added for the sake of a heker, we'll call it. And it's kind of like a kir tomech. If you're familiar with that term. I mean, the engineers spend a lot of time on that. So sometimes you need a supporting wall. So the Gemara says the following, that if this lechi abolet is less than 4 amos wide, then it's a lechi. And it's valid. And this, even though he didn't place it there for the sake of a lechi, he may have had something else in mind. But nevertheless, it doesn't look like a supporting wall because it is so short, or it's only 3 amos, whatever the case may be. Now, in the case where the lechi is bolet 4 amos, so the Gemara presents a number of possibilities as how to rectify the situation. Rav Papa, here on the top of Hamid Bays, he advocates that we put up a lechi on the other side. So you have the bolet on this side, on the right side, and all the way on the extreme left as you enter into the mavui, that's where you're going to put up a lechi. But Rav Huna offers two other suggestions. He says, you know what? You can add a lechi to the one that's standing, and you'll ask, but a Sufi who dekomosifle, it seems like that extra lechi is nothing more than an extension of that lechi. It doesn't seem to the eye to be a separate lechi. So he suggests one of two possibilities. Either you add this lechi a little bit higher than the lechi abolet, or a little bit lower. That's one thing that we discussed yesterday. Then we have the sugya of Rav Huna. And that sugya of Rav Huna begins, let's just count how many lines down from the top. That is approximately 10 lines. I'll just count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's 8 lines down from the top. Om Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yoshua, Lo Amaron. Now, when do we say that he has to add a lechi? That's only b'mavui shmona. And if it's 8 amos, I mean to say the entrance into the mavui from one side to the other side is 8 amos, that's how wide the entrance is, then we have a problem. Why? Because we don't have what's called omed meruba. But if, let's say, the opening is only 7 amos, avol b'mavui sheva, then we don't need another lechi. Nita, we have another way, another method of being matir tiltul in the mavui, the omed meruba al aparts. We have this new principle here, that if the standing part of your, in this case, your lechi, covers most of the opening, the majority, and the pirtza is only, let's say, 3 amos, as opposed to this extended lechi, which is 4 amos, then since the entrance to the mavui is mostly closed off, we can consider it as if it's completely closed off. We don't even have to be matir such a mavui. The whole purpose of the whole reason that we need to be matir mavui with a lechi or a korah is because the mavui seems like an extension of Rishus HaRabim. But if we set it aside, and we enclose it, then it's a separate entity. It's a mavui. It doesn't even need a heker of any sort, because it's a closed mavui. So let's give an example of this kind of a concept. You remember, we had a discussion about kosel shenifrats. Let's say if one of the walls of the mavui was broken into, right? What word did you use? Breached, right? It was breached. We'll call it that, if that helps. So we discussed various options about how wide the breach is and so forth and so on. But let's assume that the two parts of the kosel that are still standing are omed merubal aparetz, which means that if we would attach, well, forget about attach, maybe that's not a good word. If we would calculate how much of this flank is exposed, which is called nifrats, we would come up with a minority, with a mute. The rov, the majority of this pirtza, is closed off. Because if we add together the part that's standing on this side, together with the part that's standing on that side, the total amount of kosel that we have covers most of that flank, most of that side, and therefore it's not a pirtza. So that would be another example of applying this halach, this principle of omed merubal apart. So let's just go over. We have two examples of omed merubal apart. We have the case of a lechi abolet. And if this lechi covers 4 out of 7 amos of the opening to the mavui, then we consider as if the entire mavui is enclosed. It's set aside. And the second case would be if you had a pirtza in a kosel, then if most of that side is serviced, is covered by the kosel, because I'm going to add this part with that part, such that the pirtza is now in the minority, that would be another case of omed meruba al haparetz. Now, here's the question I want to ask you, based on what we discussed yesterday. This principle of omed meruba al haparetz, is it intuitive? Is it simple? Is it understood by Mimela, or do we need some sort of source for it to prove it? And the answer is, what?
You said it's a general rule.
Right, but I'm asking, is it a logical rule that you and I would have come up with on our own, or do we ask the question, minahani mili? How do you know that this rule applies? Prove it.
Yes.
And that's the next word, in the next two words in the Gemara, kal vachomer. That the reason why omed merubal aparetz will be effective is based on a kal vachomer. And that's where we got up to yesterday, to this kal vachomer. Michatze. So yesterday, we pointed out that, in general, the case of a courtyard is more chamur. The requirements and the conditions that have to be met in order to allow carrying in a chatzer are more extensive, are more strict and demanding in the case of a chatzer than they are in a mavui. In a mavui, you just get away with a korah or a lechi, but not so in the case of a chatzer. Chatzer, to be matter a chatzer, you need what's called a pas of arba'at tfachim. So yesterday, I read you a little bit of background about this chatzer. Let me continue this one more paragraph here. And he says that chatzer haprusa b'milua. So it means that on one side of the chatzer, it's open and there's no mechitza. If you don't have an opening into the chotzer of 10 amos wide, is then yesh letaknal yidei hamodas pas, you can set up this pas to be metake in the chotzer, meaning to allow tiltul in the chotzer. And a pas, he says, is a davar abolet min hakosel, something that protrudes from the wall, v'sosei mi'at es hapirtza, and it partially closes that opening. So that opening is less than 10 amos, and you set up a pas. Now, what is the length of this pas, or I don't know if you want to call it length or width of the pas, call it, is arba tfachim betzido ha'echad shel makom ha'paretz. So you set up this pas in the open area that's less than 10 tfachim wide, and the pas is 4 tfachim wide and is situated exactly in the makom ha'paretz. There's another option, oshnei pasim, or he could put two. Now again, if the pas is just a mashahu, that's called a lechi, so it basically has two lechis on the two sides of the pirtza. The gova pas is asara tfachim, the ovyo mashahu. Okay. He says, tikun pas nitzrach bi ofen shenifratz rov hakosel. Right, if most of the wall that surrounds this chotzer is open, then we need a pass. However, if only a minority of the kosel is open, the nishar min hakosel, what we're left with is omed merubal aparutz, then we say the following, that ein hachotzer tzricha tikun klal, you don't need a tikun of a pas. Why? Because you have omed meruba al haparetz. Now again, I don't know if we're ready for this. He has a whole analysis of the size of the piritz. If it's more than 10 amos, if it's less than 10 amos, I'm not ready for that yet. But what I am ready for is the Kal V'chomer. So Gemara says the following. Uma chotzer she'ein ani teres b'lech. We are on Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we're 10 lines down from the top.
Thank you.
Actually, it's a little bit more than 10 lines. Anyway, you'll see a line that starts Haparut, and there it says, V'kal V'chomer
Mechotzer.
Thank you. So chotzer is more chomor, because we said that if one of the walls of the chotzer has a pirtza, it's open, is then ein ani teres b'lechi v'kora. But rather, what you need is a pass, a wall of 4 tfachim. But nevertheless, the teres be omed meruba al haparetz, which means the following, that you can have a number of piritzos. You know, you have this kosel, that kosel, there are openings in the kosel, but if at the end of the day the mechitzos that are left are omed meruba al haparetz, then you're allowed to carry in the chotzer without any tikkun. Is mavui shenitar bekora belechi bekora? If you have a mavui, which we're more mekel in a mavui, we don't require a pas of arba tfachim, is eno din, is how much more so shehenitar, you're allowed to be metaltel there be omeid meruba al haparetz. That if the fourth wall is breached, then if the majority of the wall still stands, then you could be you could be metalta.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, please.
For this rule, I made the meruba al haparetz to work. Is it any size, or does the opening have to be less than 4 tefachim? So it's considered a closed wall. Because that was the rule we learned earlier, that it had to be less than 4 tefachim.
Well, again, I think if I'm not mistaken, the reason why our case before was that the pirtza was less than 4 tefachim is because the kosel was 4 tefachim. I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking about... You're talking
that
about,
was the entrance.
I'm sorry. Sorry, you're talking about something else. You're talking about... Yeah, you're talking about that case...
That's the case where the wall had a pirtza in it.
Correct.
And the question was whether the pirtza invalidates the korah.
Correct. Yeah. Let me just.
Right. Now, here we're talking about the entrances from the chatzarot into the mavoi, right?
Right.
So the question is, when it said seven, you know, it has to be less than 8 amot. Is that a fixed amount, or they're just talking, or like you're using the expression that the wall is larger than the opening. So if you have 10 amot, and you have five plus,
meaning 5.1, whatever, of wall.
6 and 4. Let's say 6 and 4.
Right. So let's take 5 and 5.1, if you find. I mean, if the lechi is 5.1, then right, you can be mad to the whole thing, and you don't even need a lechi or a korah.
So it's considered a closed wall even under those circumstances.
That's what I'm trying to say. That if the closure is majority of the opening, then it's
right,
considered like a closed wall.
So it's immaterial of the actual size, as long as the opening is smaller than the wall.
Correct.
Then it's considered a closed. Okay.
But in the case that you mentioned before,
right,
where we needed 4 tefachim, that's a different discussion, because there, what we need to get is a kosel. That we're not talking about. We're not talking about a fourth wall. We're talking about the third wall, if you follow what I mean. In other words,
right,
even before we discuss our case of the fourth wall, we have to assume that we have three other walls. That
right,
sugya that we learned back on at the beginning of Daf Hey Amud Aleph, that was a sugya where one of the walls, let's call it wall number 3, was questionable because it had a pirtza in it.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get that third wall, then we can talk about the entrance into the mavui. And then we could discuss whether it's omed merubala parts or not. So in the case of a wall that's breached, and that's one of the three walls that make up a mavui, so then we need dalet tefachim. Right? We needed a kosel on the right side of the entrance that connects to the rest of the kosel, and that we could do only if that kosel was 4 tefachim. Even that only applied, if I remember correctly, when there's less than 10 amos in the breach. But again, those are the laws of ksolin, you know, of the three walls that make up the three mechitzos. We're talking now about the rabbinic requirement of closing off the mavi on the fourth side. We already have all our three walls. Those walls are healthy mechitzos, full mechitzos. But now we want to get a fourth mechitza, and if we have a fourth mechitza, then we no longer need a lechi or a korah. How do we get the fourth mechitza? And that's because the part that the wall that closes is the majority of that opening. Okay, now the Gemara is going to attack this Kal Vachomer and try to, you know, punch a hole in the Kal Vachomer. Now, just one second, I wanted to see one thing here. He has here in the footnote a Tosa Rush who claims that rabbinic laws are not derived from Kal Vachomer. Kavachomer only applies to Doraisas. Velo nitan lilmod dinim derabbanon bekalvachomer. And therefore, how do we understand our Gemara? Because the entire enterprise here of being matir, tiltal in a chatzer or in a mavu is all derabbanon. And now you want to know if it's omed merubal aparitz, and you're telling me that it's all derived from a kalvachomer. This whole thing is derabbanon. And he writes, Mikomakom gazru chachomim lefi hanira lohem shenitzrach ligzar bi oso davar v'chol din tikun mavi v'chotzim rabbanu ala kavona shenitztapgu bali atalmud im hachachomim hakodmim tiknu sheyoil omeid meruba gamba mavi olo. V'lomdu mikal v'chomer she'tiknu zos gam b'mavui. But again, I can't tell you exactly what the Tosa Rush means in every fine brushstroke. But the Gadol, what he's saying is that with the Gemara is not really applying a technical kal v'chomer. The Gemara is just trying to analyze within the context of this gzera that the Rabbanu were worried about a mavui, would they have gone a step further and enacted a din of omeid merubal aparetz? And what the Gemara is arguing is that if in the case of Chatzir the Rabbanu enacted this din of omeid merubal aparetz, it would make sense that certainly they would have enacted the same din in the case of a mavui. But then he says, "Kosha, madu hutzchu lulmo bekalvachom michatzir shemol omud meruba b'mavui alo bechalatar kula moel omid meruba kemosha yaposhet legemar shomid meruba moel bechatzir v'af b'mavui atzmo vada yadu shemoel omid meruba shemlo kein pirtzah shel shloshet tfachim shein omrim bo lavud." So he objects in the following way. He says, why is Gemara vacillating? Why does it need the kal v'chomer from Chatzer when we have even a Doraisa halacha of omeid merubal aparetz? So as far as a mechitza Doraisa to set up a Rishus HaYochid, we apply the principle of omeid merubal aparetz. Because you could ask the question, why in the case of Chatzir was it simple that for sure we're going to apply the principle of Omid Meruba? The answer is because Omid Meruba works on a Doraisa level, and why shouldn't it work on a Darabonim level? And yet the Gemara in the case of Mavui doesn't know whether Omid Meruba could be effective or not. And to strengthen his question here, he says, we have halacha of pirtza, and if the pirtza is 3 tfachim, then if there's still omeid merubal aparutz, then it's okay. We can be machshir the mavui. So it seems pretty clear that we're operating in the case of Mavui with this principle of Omeid Meruba. Why does Gemara feel compelled to derive this halacha from a kal v'chomer? So he quotes here the Grach Soloveitchik, Shebechol Mokom Shemoil Omeid Meruba Laparetz HaKavonahi Shemishum Kach Nechshav She'ein Kan Chisar Mechitza. Ulam bePesach Mavui, ein dai b'meshe ein chisaron mechitza el tzarch shiye Mavui sasum. Davar ze lamdu bekalvachomer shaomeid meruba machshiv es haPesach sasum. He says the following: that there are two different applications of this principle of Omeid Meruba. and they're fundamentally different one from the other. The classic application, which is Doraisa, is in Hilchus Mechitzos, which means if you have a Mechitza that has all the dimensions of a Mechitza, all the requirements are met, but now the Mechitza is breached, so now we have halacha called Omeid Meruba Al HaParutz, and that halacha allows me to, in quotation marks, to complete the mechitza, meaning to imagine as if the mechitza was not breached. But in Mavui, we're not dealing with Hilchas mechitzas. We have three mechitzas. What we need here is a Mavui Sasum. Sasum means it has to be enclosed. It's not enough to have halachic Mechitza. It sounds to me like he's operating with the concept of Heker. I don't know, he doesn't mention that, as opposed to the concept of Mechitza. And I think what he's saying, again, I can't promise you, that Sasum, meaning to see it as something closed off, that's reality oriented. That's not a question of imaginary, you know, legal Mechitzos. You know, in Hilchus Mechitzos, you can talk about all, you use your imagination, right? We have many different cases of imaginary Mechitzos. But here, we don't need the fourth Mechitza as a Mechitza, but rather we need an enclosure, so that the Mavui is now enclosed. And the question is there an enclosure here, where you have a Lechi HaBolet? And Gemara wants to suggest that a Lechi HaBolet, if it covers most of the opening, that makes the Mavui into Sasum. And Gemara wants to derive that from Chatz, because again, Chatz is also only a rabbinic law, so we're not dealing with Mechitzos. As far as Mechitzos is concerned, let's assume we have Mechitzos, but we have a Kosel Parutz, and for that we need to close off the chatzah. And the question is whether Omeid Meruba Al HaParutz closes off a chatzah. That's what I was able to derive here from this quote here. Now, I'm just wondering if we should now reject this Kal V'chomer. That's what the Gemara is going to try to do. Let me just see. He quotes a kasha here from the Gaon Yaakov. He says, "Im ena mavui Nitar ba'omeid meruba, eich yitochein shetia pirtza b'movui, diya ha'movui kosher, mima shedona gemara b'shir pritzasel shel movui lifroch mizes ha'kalvachom, v'mavur sha'af kodim shel lomda ha'gemara b'kalvachomer sha'omeid meruba Moil b'mavui, hadin pashut, she'ena mavui nesar, bepirtza, pachos mikishir, v'rei im ein omid meruba matir b'mavui, eich niteres hapirtza, af kshi pchusa midalid, omi eser amos. If I'm not mistaken, he's saying that in the Havamina, if we don't succeed in deriving Omeid Meruba Al HaParutz from Chatzer, he says, "Im ein Omeid Meruba Matir B'mavui, eich niteres HaPirtza." He doesn't understand the Havamin in the Gemara that if we don't succeed in deriving Omeid Merubah Laparutz from Chatzer, so how in the world are we going to be Matir the case of a Pirtza? The only way we could be Matir Pirtza is based on Omeid Merubah Laparutz. He says, Yeshlomer Shagmar Isa Svura Sha'omed Meruba Matir Bishar Haruchos Dafka Biofen Sharuach Revis Mitukenes Bilechi O Bekora Hanikorim Aval Kisha'ein Ruach Revis Heker Ein Omeid Meruba Matir Becholad Fanus. Not sure. Somehow he's trying to manipulate here. He's trying to offer a distinction here between Ruach Revius and Kol Adfanos, and perhaps Omeid Meruba would not be effective in all the Dfanos. It's only effective in the fourth dofen. Not sure if he means because in the other Dfanos we're talking about mechitzos. But we said before that Adarab, in the case of mechitzos, we will apply the principle of Omeid Meruba, but in Mavui we need sasum. He's not operating with that premise. Alright, let's see if we can understand the Gemara's upshlug, as we say. Why does the Gemara reject this Kal Vachomer? Malach Chatzer. We would make it in a Chatzer again. Let's go over it. That in a case of Ome Merubah Laparutz, we were allowing you to carry in the Chatzer. Maybe that's a result of the Kula in Chatzer. And what's the kula in chatzer? Shekein pirtzasa be eser, meaning if the opening of this chatzer is more than 10 amos, is tomar b'mavui, mavui is more chomer, she pirtzasa be arba. So even if you have a pirtz of four tfachim, it's osur. I don't know, Don, maybe this was your point from before. I'm not sure. So we're talking about now pirtz in a kosa. Now we're saying that in the case of chatzer, we're going to allow for a pirtz up to 10 amos. If the pirtz is less wide than 10 amos, then it's still fine. But in the case of Mavui, if the Pirtza is more than four Tfachim, then that's enough to prohibit Tiltul in the Mavui. So we see Adarab, that Pirtza is more, that Mavui is more Chomer than Chatzer. And the Gemara answers, because Savrav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua, Mavui Nami Pirtzaso Be'eser, meaning Eser Amos. Okay.
Okay, Rabbi?
Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yes.
All right, Jerry just stepped out, he'll be right back, but
yeah.
He says he's willing to do the Parshas Friday morning at 9 o'clock the same, so you got two of us, is that enough?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'll try to get a hold of Bob and see if he's willing to do it.
Great.
Do you have...
L'maykam Rinon. So the Gemara now... So again, let's go. Ma lechotzer shekem pirtza b'yeser, tomer b'mavui she pirtza so b'arba. In other words, in the case of a mavui, even if you have a pirtza for tfachim, the mavui is asur. And the Gemara answers, "Kasav Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua, Mavui Nami Pirtzaso Bi'eser." That like a chatzer, a mavui could allow for a pirtza of eser amos. So therefore, there's no kula here in chatzer above and beyond Mavli. Mavli has the same kula that the pirtzah could be 10 amos. So the Gemara now asks another kasha.
Rabbi?
Yes?
What's confusing me a little bit, and I don't know if I'm right about it, it seems to be going back and forth talking about a pirtzah in the wall versus the opening of the entrance and the opening of the chatzeah to the mavoi, and it seems to be bouncing back and forth between these three concepts, you know, the entrance between the chatzeah and the mavoi, the entrance between the mavoi and the reshus harabin, and a pirtzah in the third wall, and this is what's a little confusing to me.
Don, the structure of the sugya is, let's answer the following question: were the Rabbanan more machmir in the case of Chatzer, or were they more machmir in the case of Mavui?
Okay.
If you want to set up a Kal V'Chomer, so what I do is, if let's say I want to derive Y from X, then I look at all the dinim of X, I compare them to all the parallel dinim, the corresponding dinim of Y, and I see where the Chomer and where the Kula is. I don't need to equate Pirtza with the issue of Ome Merubala Paritz on the Pesach HaMavui. I just have to find within that list of all the dinim that apply to a Chatzer where there are abundant more Machmir in Chatzer, and here the Gemara thinks they found a Kula and they were more lenient in Chatzer as far as a Pirtza, letting a Pirtza be as wide as 10 Amos. And the Gemara now answers, no, even in Mavui we have this same kula, the same leniency that the pirtz in a Mavui could be 10 amos wide. So again, we're not comparing pirtza in a kosel to the case of closing off the Pesach HaMavui, but we're just looking in the overall concept of Chatzer, whether Rabbanan more machmir in Chatzer, or were they more mekel in Chatzer. And the Gemara is vacillating back and forth on this point. And right now, the Gemara is holding that there are no kulas in Chatzer. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But maybe it's the translation of Rabbi Oskroll, you know. But it seems to be bouncing back and forth between these three types of openings, and that's
it. Doesn't matter. Again, we're just trying to find out when they're abundant enacted Chatzer. They said you're not allowed to carry in a Chatzer unless. Were they being more machmir and chatzah than mavui? Do we have new conditions that apply to a mavui? Well, we gave one example that a mavui requires a pas of four tfachim. It's not enough to have a lechi and a korah. So that indicated a certain direction that in chatzah the rabbanim were more inclined to be machmir than they would be in mavui, where mavui all you need is a lechi and korah. Then we have this halacha of a pirtza, which is again a different halacha. Let's not compare them, but the halacha of pirtza eser in chatzer would seem to indicate that the rabbanim were more lenient when they enacted the whole entity of chatzer.
I see. It's a different rule they're looking at now.
Yeah. We're lining up here. You have, imagine you have a flowchart or a scorecard. On the top, on the right, it says Chatzer with a line underneath. On the top of the left, it says Mavui with a line underneath. And we're going to give all the different dinim and all the different scenarios, and we try to figure out whether Rabbanan more machmir in Chatzer. Yesterday, we tried to give a little bit of an explanation, a rationale, why the Rabbanan might be more machmir in Chatzer. And the reason for that was because, Chatzer is not public. It's a little bit more private. We weren't exactly sure why that should lead us to be more machmir, but that's the Rashba says that's the reason that they wanted to be more machmir in Chatzer. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean? You're wrong here. I'll prove to you that there's a kula in Chatzer, and that's a pirtzat eser. The Gemara says, no. Rav Huna holds that even in Mavui, a pirtzat eser is still kosher. Lamai kamrina. This is where we're up to. Lamai kamrina. He says the following. Our whole sugya here of Omeid Merubah Aparutz In the case of Mavui, which is derived from Omed Merubala parts in Chatz, is all based on Rav Huna. And Rav Huna is the one who tells us that if you have a Lechi Bolet Midafno, then you need another Lechi to be Matirit. And on that comment of Rav Huna, we had a qualification. And that was Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, not the same Rav Huna, right? And he said that we're only talking about a Mavui that has a Pesach of Shmona Amos. If the Mavui has a Pesach of seven Amos, then we can be Matir this Lechi HaBolet Midafno even without another Lechi, because of the principle of Omeid Meruba Ala Poritz. So again, everything that we're trying to establish here is within the framework of Rav Huna. He's the one who told us that in the case of Bolet, of this Lechi HaBolet Midafno, you need another Lechi. So Gemara now asks the following question. V'ha Rav Huna himself holds that Pirtzaso Biarba Svirulei is of the opinion. Again, this is a Gemara we haven't gotten to yet, but very soon we're going to get to this Gemara about the size of a Pirtza, and Rav Huna is the one who holds that a Pirtza is a Pirtza in a Mavui, even if it's only for Tfachim. So once again, we're stuck because we want to derive, right, Omeid Merubal HaParutz in Mavui from Chatzer, when Chatzer has a Pirtza that we allow up to 10 Amos, whereas Rav Huna holds in Mavui, the largest, the Pirtza has to be up to 4 Tfachim, and not more than 4 Tfachim. That's a Chumrah in Chatzer. So the Gemara answers, Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua, taima denafshe ka'omar. Now it's Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua is not coming to interpret Rav Huna and say that according to Rav Huna we could limit this disqualification, this psul of Lechi ha'omeid, I'm sorry, of Lechi ha'bolit mi'adofen to a case of Shmona Amos. He wasn't interpreting Rav Huna, he was telling you his own opinion. Taima d'nafshei ka'omar. He was expressing his own view. And when he said lo amaron, and that this din of the psul of Lechi HaBolet only applies in the case of Shmona, a Mavui of Shmona Amos, lo amaron doesn't mean that Rav Huna wouldn't have said it except for this. He's just telling you when the din applies. That's called taima d'nafshei ka'omar. He's not interpreting Rav Huna's shita. He's telling you what he maintains. And he's going to derive Omeid Merubal HaParutz with a kal v'chomer from Chatzer, because he himself is of the opinion against Rav Huna that a pirtza and a mavui could be as wide as 10 amos. And now we got up to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi disagrees with Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua with regard to a mavui that's 8 amos wide. And he holds, no, you can't be matir such a mavui with a lechi habolet midofyo, which is 4 amos. Rav Ashi Omar, afilu teimim b'mavui shmona, nami, one second, Nami lo tzorach lechi. Just one second. Oh, maybe I messed up here. Afilu tema mavui shmona amos nami lo tzorach lechi. Oh, I think I know what he's saying. The way we said it in Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, he said b'mavui shmona. B'mavui shmona. So what's b'mavui shmona? Just one second. Let me just work out the mathematics here. b'mavui filu tema b'mavui shmona lo tzarech lechi. Let me just read another line. Manafshach. Whether the lechi is more than arba amos, whether it's less than arba amos, we could be matir the mavui I omed nafish nitabo min rubal the parutz nafish is then nidon mishum lechi. Ah, I think I understand what's going on here. Rav Ashi wants to suggest that even the case of parutz meruba al ha'omed, I could still be matir tiltal in this mavui. Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua said, well, we can only matir tiltal in this mavui if it's parutz omed ala meruba. I'm sorry, if it's omed meruba ala parutz. Let's call it 7 amos, correct? Otherwise, if it's 8 amos plus, then I'll need another lechi. Comes over Vashi, and he says, no, if it's 8 amos plus, I don't need another lechi. I already have a lechi. And that is the lechi habolet midofyo. That becomes the lechi. I mean, on the side, I just want to say we're always of the opinion we've mentioned many times that lechi ha'omei me'elav havi lechi. You know, you don't have to put up a lechi with a specific purpose deliberately for the sake of being matir tiltal. So he's saying that this wall now serves as a lechi. Why? Because it is parutz meruba al ha'omeid. So there are two different reasons, according to Rav Ashi, why you're allowed to carry in this mavui. One reason I need, or I activate, if you will, in the case of less than 8 amos, and the other principle I'm going to activate if it's more than 8 amos. If it's less than 8 amos, so then I have a principle called Omeid Merubah LaParutz. That's if it's less than 8 amos, right? And if it's more than 8 amos, then I have myself a lechi. But Bosa, are you following me? I don't, you know, it's very hard for me to know whether you're, I can't read your faces. So actually, I only see, what?
Yes and no.
Now, why does Rav Ashi think that in the case of parutz meruba al ha'omeid, which means that the opening of your mavui is more than 8 amos, why does he think that now your lechi becomes a lechi? And I think the answer is because it's no longer understood to be or apparent to be a closure of that fourth opening. Right, we wanted to obviate the need for a lechi or a korah. So we said, well, this mavui is susim. It's closed on all sides. So Rav Ashi says, yeah, it's closed on all sides in a case of omeid merubah laparutz. Because then I assume that fourth side is now closing off the mavui. It's like, have you ever been, you know, to a grocery store or a store, and they're closing, and you still want to sneak in, you know, because you're desperate. So what they do is they close the door, they leave a little opening. So really, they leave a little opening because they want people who are inside the supermarket to get out, but you squeeze in. So he's saying that if it's omeid merubah laparutz, then virtually you've closed off the mavui. Even though you left a little opening there. That opening is to serve the Bnei Mavui so they can go in and out of Rishus HaRabim, etc. But, says Rav Ashi, in a case of Parutz Merubah Ala Omed, where you have more than 8 Tvachim in the opening of the Mavui, then that Lechi serves a different function. It's not to close off. Because that's ridiculous. Why would you close off a fourth side if it's less than Rov? That's like, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit, I don't want to use the word idiosyncratic, but it's a little bit silly. Let me use that word. You know, that would be a silly thing to do, to close off the fourth wall with a lechi, that a wall that only covers part of the Pesach. Nobody would do such a thing. It's Mamela, I understand that fourth wall is a lechi. And it's marked in the Mavli, Betoris Lechi. So that's Rav Ashi says, Mimanavshach. Either way, whether it's 8 amos and more, or it's 8 amos and less, either way you could be metaltel this Mavli. If it's 8 amos and less, then we have a principle called Omei Merubala Paras. If it's 8 amos and more, then we're marked in the Mavli, Midin Lechi. Okay then? So if there are any questions, now's a good time to ask, because otherwise we'll stop here.
You have to be able to know the questions to ask.
Yeah.
But
I have to have thought this. Unless tomorrow.
Yeah, again, the Mimanefshach. Why would a person put a wall on the fourth side? One of two reasons. Either because he wants to be so same, right? He wants to enclose the area, but then he would certainly have a wall that's mostly closed. Like I said before, when the supermarket, you know, it hits 9 p.m., they want to get you out of here, you know, so they close it most of the way. Or he's putting it there as a lechi. In a case where it's mostly open, Why would he put that wall there? That wall doesn't serve any function. It's ridiculous. It doesn't even cover most of his opening. That you can't say he closed the area. The answer is it's a mavli, because otherwise it has no apparent purpose. That's Rav Ashi.